What about stout? Do you ever use that?
Yes. I've used that word stout, but to me stout doesn't connotate fat like it does to most people.
What does stout connotate?
Just big, large, strong.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you say he's...
happy.
And someone who's easy to get along with, he's...
good-natured.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
Gangling.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
Give me some hints.
Did you ever say clumsy or awkward?
Awkward. Mm-hmm. Clumsy both. I've used both those terms.
Do those mean the same thing?
Yes, to me they do.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
idiot.
What else would you call him?
He's a plain, dodo. I don't know.
Would you ever call him a fool?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How would you use that?
He does foolish things.
Okay. How does it sound to call someone a fool?
Well, to me, a fool is not that bad a connotation to me. Mm-hmm. It's just that people just do what they please, do like they want. It doesn't necessarily mean that they don't know better.
How would it be very insulting to be called a fool?
Not to me, it wouldn't.
And someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, he'd be a...
a miser.
Okay. Anything else you could call him besides a miser?
Skin flint.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, to me that means that he just doesn't know any manners. Let's say around here they use the term common as pig's feet.
It'd be pretty insulting.
Yes, that's an insulting term. Mm-hmm.
What if you said that a girl is very common? Would that take on a special meaning? Or?
Well, it just means she doesn't have any manners or education or background or this kind of thing.
And an older person who still gets around real well and has a lot of energy, doesn't show his age, you say he's awfully...
young for his age.
Okay. Did you ever say he's spry or peppy or chipper?
Yes, I would. Use all those terms.
Which, how would you use each one?
It's awfully spry for his age.
Uh-huh.
She sure is peppy. In that way.
Do they both...
it all means the same thing to me.
Are both of those words, spry and peppy, used about older people in particular, or would you use...
No, I'd use that about just about anybody.
Would you say a child is spry?
Mm-hmm.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little...
guilty.
Or you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
uneasy.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
don't worry.
And you say he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he...
pretended to, made out like he was going to hit him.
Okay. And say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child walking along the top of a fence, and you expect him to fall off and hurt himself, and then someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off, you say, well, I just...
told him that this was going to happen.
Okay. Or I just, what, that was going to happen.
Warned him.
And did you ever say knowed or knew that was going to happen?
Yes, I'd say I just knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm.